today's episode, we'll discuss how to recognize fear, how to manage through it, and lastly, how to use your fear as motivation. As always, we'll wrap up with Coach Think Act, or CTA. Let's dive right in. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Beyond Corporate with Coach L. Michelle. I am your host, Coach L. Michelle, and today we're going to talk about how to manage your fear to make legacy moves. So imagine you're a world-renowned singer with an amazing voice. You have an amazing record deal. You have received many Grammys. You get the opportunity to tour all across the globe to meet and greet your fans. And then it becomes time for you to sing on stage. And then you have a visceral reaction to performing, so much so that you get stage fright and you try to exit through a fire escape. This is the actual situation that has happened for the amazing singer Adele. However, she's learned to manage her fear and still do world tours, and we greatly appreciate her for that. Now, most of us will never experience stage fright at that level as far as doing global tours, but we do experience fear. So oftentimes, whenever you decide to change jobs, you go from one company to the other, still in the same specialty, but just changing jobs, that can create a sense of fear because you're leaving the company that you've been with for a while, or you're leaving the company that you know. But suppose you're also now not only leaving the job, but you're also changing career fields. So maybe you no longer want to be a baker in a restaurant, and now you've decided to go into hospitality management and manage a hotel. That's a completely different career field, and that causes you to experience some type of fear. Or maybe you've decided to leave the single life and start a new relationship. Just going into that new experience with someone new can cause you some type of fear. Or lastly, maybe you have decided to craft out what you like your dreams to be and your legacy to be, and now you're getting ready to start walking in that. That in itself creates tons of fear. So on this episode, that's what we want to address. How do you recognize fear? How do you manage fear? But then how do you use that as a motivator to enable you to keep going so that you can live out your dream? Now, the goal is not for you to overcome fear, but the goal is for you to manage it. Whenever you decide to overcome something, that means that it will no longer be there again. If you overcome something, it will no longer exist. It will not come up because you have conquered it. However, as we all know, fear will always be there. It will rear its ugly head at any point. Anytime you decide to do something new, fear will come into play. However, if you decide to manage the fear, that will allow you to still go forward and meet your goals. So in this episode, the goal is to teach you how to manage your fear. And the first way is to learn how to recognize your fear. So fear is a natural, powerful human emotion. We've always had fear, and it really manifests itself in two different forms. The first form is a biochemical response. And then the second form is really an emotional response that's really specialized to each individual. So fear is important because it alerts us to specific dangers and threats that we see, whether that's a physical threat or a psychological threat. And I do want to point out the fear that we're speaking of is really that unfounded fear that someone has that really hinders them from progressing, whether it's progressing in their career, progressing in their families, progressing in their relationships. These are really unfounded fears. So if you or a loved one are struggling with fears, phobias, or anxieties that require medical assistance, please contact the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration National Helpline at 1-800-662-4357. Or for additional resources, please see the National Helpline database. But for purposes of this episode, we're looking at unfounded fears that, again, hinder you from making progress. So some of the symptoms that you may feel is you may start to feel chest pain or dry mouth, nausea, rapid heartbeat, or sweating or any manner of symptoms. These are all the things that let you know physically that you are experiencing fear. You might also experience psychological symptoms, such as a feeling of being overwhelmed, as if you just have so many things to do that you don't know where to start. You might also find yourself getting upset very easily. So sometimes someone can say something and what they're saying is not really an issue. It's just because you are afraid, everything that just starts to get on your nerves and you find yourself getting upset very easily. Or you might have a feeling as if you are just out of control, like you cannot control the situation around you. So these are all psychological symptoms of fear. And when you start to experience any of these signs or symptoms, you know that fear is very, very near. And the thing that you are working on is causing you some level of fear or anxiety. Something that helps you with fear is to know how to identify it and know what type of fear it is. Because when you can recognize and identify something, then you'll become more aware of ways to manage it. So here are a few common types of fear that you may begin to notice as you start to remove obstacles, as you start to remove your corporate. Now, again, on this show, corporate is a euphemism for anything in life that holds you back from living your dreams and creating a legacy. So one of the first fears that you may find yourself coming across is really the fear of failure. So this is something that a lot of people find difficulty with. A lot of people, myself included, we're perfectionists. We want to try new things, but we also want to make sure that we are succeeding at those. And just the possibility of trying something new and not succeeding causes us to have this fear to where we will not even go out for it. We won't even attempt it. So fear of failure is very real and it's very common. So another type of fear is the fear of what others think. So maybe you might find yourself in a situation where you heavily rely on the feedback and support of your friends, family, coworkers, people that are really close to you that are within your circle. And whenever you decide to try something different and those members that are in your circle do not immediately grasp that and support you, that causes fear to the point where anything that you do in your life, you want to make sure that initially they approve. And if you think that they won't, then again, it hinders you from even making any progress. Another type of fear is also the fear that you might be making the wrong choice. A lot of times people try to do any and everything they can to solidify that their choice is going to be correct. One of the major areas that we see this in is in relationships. So oftentimes you'll have singles that will create a checklist, all of the different things that they want out of a person. And whenever someone meets this or they don't meet this, or maybe they don't meet all of the options that are in that checklist, but they still want to choose that person anyway, it causes this fear of them making the wrong choice, especially if there's another option out there, another person that does meet more of the options on this checklist. So just the fear that you are making the wrong choice is something that a lot of people suffer from. And again, it hinders their progress. And one of the last ones that I want to talk about is the fear of rejection. So maybe you have been working at a job for a while. You have become a specialist. You're highly regarded in your position. You're highly regarded at your company. And now there's time for a promotion and you want to apply, but you feel as if you might get rejected. So there's a potential for you not to even apply at all. So that is the fear of rejection that's taking place. And it's to the point where it stops you from even applying for that job or taking that next opportunity. So in order for you to figure out how to overcome your fears, first you identify the type, and then you figure out just how to manage that fear. So the first thing that you should do whenever it comes to managing your fear is first just to calm down and then know and understand that the fact that fear is there is completely normal. Everyone experiences fear, and fear is just there to alert you that something is changing in your environment. And your body is looking for a response from you. Based on the response that you have to this stimuli, to this change in environment, that's going to prove how successful you are at managing your fear and getting towards meeting your goal. So here are a few techniques that I want to walk through to show you exactly how to manage that fear. The first one is really managing your self-talk and managing your thoughts. So this is something that I in particular have had to work on very, very much, because if you know me, I will have an entire conversation with myself and I will find myself talking myself out of things, either talking myself out of a purchase or finding myself talking myself out of a next opportunity just because of negative self-talk. So what I've learned to do is to take those negative thoughts or negative self-talk and turn it into positive and really use words of affirmation, words that help me to affirm the positive things that I'm experiencing. So for example, some words of affirmations could be, you can do this. You can do this. And just say that multiple times to encourage myself that I can do whatever that next goal is. I can meet this next opportunity. I can have this next relationship. Another thing that I use is really to tell myself that I am enough. I am a good candidate for this next role. And I hope that you do the same thing. Constantly repeat to yourself that you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. And one of the last ones that I use that I find really powerful is just to understand the impact that I have on someone else. So sometimes I'll tell myself that someone is waiting on me to do something. For example, you might tell yourself that someone is waiting on you to develop an app so that that child that uses that app now understands that there's a completely new career field that they can go into, and they would not have known that had you not developed that app. Or maybe there's a little girl that's in the South that gets an opportunity to become a state senator, all because you decided to step out on faith and you showed her that you can rise from your situation to become mayor of your town, to become a governor of your state. So just really understanding the impact that you have on others can help change your mindset, change your thoughts, and make it positive to propel you into doing something positive and taking that next opportunity. The next technique that's really good to help you manage your fear is really to get support. And that can be in the form of talking to your family or friends, but it could also be in the form of talking to a coach. I am a huge proponent of coaching because you have the ability to talk to a person that's completely unbiased, that does care about your well-being, but they do not have the judgment that's there that sometimes you can get from others. But this person will ask you deep, thought-provoking questions to help you get to the root cause of a certain situation and then ask you those questions to kind of push you forward. So coaching can be a great way to get support to help you manage your fear. Another way is really through breathing. Sometimes you start to feel some of those physical responses and you find yourself sweating and maybe you find yourself getting nervous. At this point, try breathing techniques to calm yourself down. And then once you calm down, you can start to think logically through your actions. And then you can take those steps to meet and achieve your goal. So really focus on breathing techniques. The last method that I want to talk about is practicing mindfulness. Now, over the last few years, mindfulness has become a hot topic with many. And mindfulness itself is just the act of focusing on the present. So oftentimes, whenever you are ready to make a big change or you're ready to step into a new opportunity, you find yourself thinking about step one, step two, step three, step four. And next thing you know, you have 100 steps down the line and you haven't made step one yet. So just that thought of thinking about the future can cause you fear and anxiety, and it can induce such anxiety that it makes you not want to do anything. So if you learn how to practice mindfulness, recognize where you are, what you're doing in the present moment, not worry about anything else that's going to happen in the future, because the future is inevitable, only focus on what's happening here, now, and in the present, then you're able to manage that fear and you won't feel as overwhelmed. So there are many more techniques that can help you manage your fear. Use any type of technique that works best for you, because what you're learning to do is to manage your fear. And then once you learn to manage it, then you can live your dreams and you can start to make legacy moves. So the last topic that I want to talk about today is how to now use your fear as motivation. So let me give you an example. Let's use the fear of rejection that we talked about earlier. So let's say you're currently an accountant and you've applied for a promotion to be an accounting manager at your current company. Based on the job qualifications, you meet all the criteria and you're highly regarded in your organization. However, after going through the interview process, you find out that you still don't get the job. So in the beginning, you were already fearful and you already did want to apply for the job. And now you find out that you don't get it. Now, what do you do? Do you let the fear paralyze you or do you figure out what your next move is? In this instance, try to use your fear of rejection to propel you into your next opportunity. Do your research to determine what actions you can now take. And then also use the concept of equity theory to make your next legacy move. So let me explain a little bit about equity theory. So equity theory states that the level of motivation a person has is determined based on their level of outputs received from the inputs compared to another person. So in this case, your level of input of work is your high work performance. It's high enough for you to be considered a high potential at your company. However, the outcome or your output in this case doesn't add up because you still did not receive the job that you were seeking. So based on this, this has now created an inequity in your world. So equity theory says that a person must now try to find a new outcome. And you can do that in several ways. You can change your work performance. You can change the person that you're comparing yourself to, or you can leave the situation altogether. So in this situation, here's how to use that fear as motivation. So do some research. Also, check in with what your overall goal is. Because let's suppose in this case, your overall goal that helps you to create your legacy is that you eventually want to work with nonprofits to help them manage their fundraising efforts. So now, in order for you to make a leap to go from accounting to get more experience with helping meet your future goal of working with nonprofits, maybe you determine that more external experience is what you need. So you find a new job and now that new job aligns more with your career goals that allow you to eventually help nonprofits. And just by going through that exercise, guess what you've done? You now just managed your fear of rejection to make a legacy move. And that legacy move is going to get you one step closer towards living that legacy that you want. So I actually have a saying, a personal saying that I use, and that saying is that sometimes your tolerance for rejection has to reach a boiling point, but when it does, powerful things happen. It's at this point when I take those no responses and turn them into my own yes responses. So I hope you'll use this as your own mantra to keep yourself moving forward and use your fear as a pathway to motivate you into making your next legacy move. So now it's time for CTA or Coach Think Act. So this is our segment where I will provide you with a few thought-provoking questions to ponder during the week. Each question is meant to help you move beyond corporate to create your legacy. So the first question for this week is, what specifically is your fear? So we've talked about several examples on this episode, but you might have other fears that are out there. What specifically is your fear? What is causing you to have that reaction to meeting that next goal? And then the next question is, what could you do if you learned how to manage your fear? What mountain could you move? What new companies could you start? What new organization could you benefit from? What thing could you do if you learned how to manage your fear? The last question is, so what could you do in the moment when you feel your fear arising to help you manage and tame it? So think on these things this week to see what new moves you can make to help you learn and manage your fear. So I hope you all have found some value in today's episode. I really wanted you to learn that everyone has experienced fear at some point in their life, and there are ways to manage through it to achieve your dreams. And lastly, I wanted you to learn how to turn your fear into motivation for success. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Let's continue to have life-changing, legacy-making conversations, and I'll see you next time.